Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And welcome to Being Here.
And today we're going to talk about how to create a magical relationship.
One of our favorite subjects.
Right.
And we wrote the book on the subject.
It's called How to Create a Magical Relationship.
Go figure, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your love life.
And that book won the Nautilus Book Award for the best book on relationships.
And men-women issues. And if you listen to the show and actually listen, you don't have to have any men-women issues.
Ah, I like that.
You can actually have a magical relationship.
And, you know, like, if you've listened to our show before, you know that at the top of just about every show, we talk about listening. And it's, for this show particularly, it's more important than any other show, because if you want to have a magical relationship, you really need to learn how to listen to the person you're in relationship with. I mean, hear what they're saying from their point of view, so it doesn't have to be a disagreement or discrepancy, but you hear what they're saying from their point of view, not to then get your point of view across.
That's agenda speaking, not actually listening. That's tit for tat. That's keeping a list. What we're looking at is honest and true communication, and that happens with true listening, where you listen to hear what your partner has to say from his or her perspective.
Now, in order to listen, to truly listen, you have to stop doing other things. You have to bring yourself into the current moment of your life and hear what they are saying, and that's it. But most of us are so busy in our thoughts, we have such highly intelligent minds, that we are rapid fire figuring out what we're going to say and how it affects what we want and whether it we agree or disagree or already have heard this before. And so we're not really present when we're listening. So see if you can use this program as a gymnasium to listen, to learn, to strengthen the muscle of listening, true listening.
You know, and I know it's challenging. If you are listening to this show, then you are technologically savvy. You actually either got on a computer or are able to listen to a download of an audio. That means you have ultimate distractibility with the iPods and iPads and computers. There are so many things between you and your mate or you and a potential mate. It's so easy to get distracted into other things. If you can learn how to actually be there first with yourself and then with your partner, that's the basic building block for creating a magical relationship.
So I think we should talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation.
Because they will instantaneously transform your love life.
And they'll instantaneously transform your ability to have a love life.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
Here they go.
First one is anything you resist persists and dominates your life. So if there's anything that you disagree with, don't like, want to change, want to be different than it is, you're guaranteeing that you will keep that in place. That doesn't sound very good, does it?
No, it doesn't sound like fun either.
No, and it seems as though it's hopeless, because if you want to change it, it's going to stay in place.
Second principle.
You can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. So right now, you can only be sitting if you're sitting, standing if you're standing, thinking the thoughts you're thinking. You can only be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. Your mood can only be exactly what it is right now. So that's the second principle. In each moment of now, you can only be exactly as you are. Third principle, anything that you see and allow to be exactly as it is will complete itself. So our approach is a non-psychological, non-work-on-yourself approach. It's an anthropological approach where you see the way you're being without judging yourself for what you see, and that is enough for you to transform your experience of living.
We have a caller on the line. Shall we take her?
Absolutely.
Okay. Elka, are you there?
Yes, hello, Ariel.
Hi.
How are you doing?
We are excellent.
How are you doing?
Fine, it's fine. I'm fine. I'm really, really fine.
Good.
And I have a question.
Yes, please.
It's not because of my relationship to my husband, which is much more fine and better and fulfilling since I'm more available. But I have a question concerning the relationship to some patients.
Okay.
So you're a doctor.
I'm a doctor. I'm a gynecologist. So I see nearly only women. And sometimes I have problems to see, to take, it's mostly when patients come without appointment.
Mm-hmm.
And for instance, last week I saw a patient just 5 minutes before the practice closed. She dropped in, was drug addicted. I never saw her before, was pregnant too. And I didn't really know, should I take her? I thought she crossed my limits a little bit, but then I took her and I cared for her, and it was okay, but I was a little annoyed after this.
This is very good. So can I stop you here for a moment?
Yeah.
Okay, this is very good. See, here we go. Surrender versus succumb. If you're going to take a patient at the last minute, then I suggest that you surrender to that fact. If you're going to see her, then it's in your best interest to see her as though it were your idea and as though she had an appointment, not as though she's an intrusion or a problem. That's succumb.
Yeah.
This applies to all aspects of your life, Elka. But in this particular case, if you are going to say, yes, I'll see you, then drop the need to punish her for having come without an appointment.
Yeah, but the other solution could have been, I say, no, you are.
Well, it could not have been that you'd say no, because you didn't. But for the future, one of the things that you have to look at is your own personal values. Part of your challenge was that you have a dedication to taking care of women who are pregnant, and it sounds as if you at least felt some sort of responsibility to make sure that the unborn child of this drug-addicted woman received the best chance at life. That sounds to me like the thing that pulled on your heartstrings.
That sounds like the thing that had you become a doctor.
Yeah, that's right.
And if that's your value, stop being hard on yourself for letting her manipulate you at the last minute. and it wasn't convenient. And you are not the first person this individual has irritated.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I'd be willing to bet it's a life strategy.
Mm-hmm.
When a person is incomplete with one or the other of their parents, they bring that incompletion forward into all relationships. I guarantee you that a person who is making the choice to continue to abuse or use drugs whilst pregnant and gestating another human being is not particularly responsible and is doing things to get back at her parents.
Mm-hmm.
That it's not her fault, it's their fault. She's not being responsible for her life.
And since you're older than she is and a woman,
you'll do.
As mm-hmm. a parent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, for all of you listening, if you have an incompletion with one or the other of your parents, it is a handicap in all relationships. And at the same time, I'm not sure if faced with the same situation that you would very often turn the person away and be able to feel well about yourself just because that's how you're put together. And if that's how you're put together, then you need to give yourself a break.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to see somebody, have it be as though it was your idea in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And stop second-guessing yourself.
That's what kills you.
See, look, you decided to be a doctor because you wanted to help people and wanted to make a difference in people's lives. And that was your primary purpose in becoming a doctor.
Yes, sure. Yeah.
So that you chose to see this person. Once you choose to do anything, Elka, don't give yourself a hard time about whether or not you should or shouldn't.
I know it's a silly example, but when we go into New York City, right at the end we have one or two routes, and you can't know which is the best route. And sometimes if you make the wrong choice, it makes a big difference in time. But once you're committed to that route, you're better off not kicking on yourself for the route you chose because you can't change it. Now we have to go to break now. You want to come back with us after the break?
Yes, I would like to.
Great. We'll be back shortly. Come on back, everyone.
And don't miss
being here.
Think you've seen everything there is to see in online television? Let us surprise you. Visit voiceamerica.tv today for sports, health, business, and more on demand 24/7.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back.
We're talking about how to create a magical relationship. And I highly recommend, if you have our book, How to Create a Magical Relationship, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your love life, read it again. You'll see new things. I do. We wrote it. But when I pick it up, I see things that I've forgotten and go, oh, yes, that's valuable. If you don't have it, get it. Go to Amazon.com or Amazon.de. It's a great way to get the book at less expensive than our website even. I just go ahead and go there. Go to your local bookstore and order it. Elka, are you still there?
Yes, I'm there.
Excellent.
You know, Elka, I have one other thing for you.
Yes.
And that's to be kind to yourself.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. You chose to see this patient, and then after you did that, you were beating up on yourself for having done it because you thought, oh, I shouldn't have. And be kind to yourself.
Yeah. I sometimes think I should be a little harder, but I think it's not my value, mostly. And
well, then if it's not your way, then you need to be respectful of that.
Yeah, you need to be respectful of your way.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's excellent, because there's no right way to be. There's your way. And if you get interested in what feels right for you, I tell you something. Had you gone home, you would have worried all night about that poor unborn child had you not seen the lady.
Yeah, that's right. And even the way I used with the woman was quite nice, and after the half an hour I took for her, I felt fine, and I saw she was relieved with her sorrows, and at last it was good, but even though I picked on myself a little bit.
Okay. Yes, well now, here's the game. Don't pick on yourself for having picked on yourself.
Okay.
It's that second principle. You could have only done it that way. But now that you see the possibility of surrendering to what you're going to do anyway, and that you don't have to go back and revisit it, then life is easy, because you're going to have a magical relationship with yourself. And that's where all magical relationships begin.
That's right.
That's right. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You are so welcome. Hey, we look forward and hope to speak to you next Tuesday at the international call. Well, we're doing if you don't have you may have your choir, because I know you sing on Tuesdays, but we're doing a How to Create a Magical Relationship special evening.
Uh-huh.
So you're invited.
On the international
call on Tuesday. And for those of you in New York, we're doing a special video event at our new location at the Hotel New Yorker. You can find out more on our website, TransformationMadeEasy.com. But on Valentine's Day, you can find us in New York. Thanks, Elka.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller.
Adam. Are you there?
Yep, I'm here.
Where are you today? Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from New York.
Excellent. Nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too.
What can we do for you?
Okay, well, I have a question.
Okay,
yes,
we're ready.
I've been saying to myself for a while that I want a relationship.
Okay.
But, I mean, this is something that's, I don't know if it's a story or it's just something that's not changing.
Well, I have a question for you. Are you dating?
No.
Well, then, You know, you may want a relationship, but I wouldn't worry about that just yet.
I would relax about a relationship until you notice that you're asking people out.
Yeah.
See, because you've got the cart way in front of the horse. You know, in order to have a relationship, you have to first meet somebody or some somebodies that you're going to choose to have a relationship with. So relationship is more than one date usually.
Okay.
See, but you got to start with a date before you hit the big ticket item called relationship. Because it's almost as though you're saying, well, I want to get married.
Right.
But that's the end product of relationship leads towards marriage.
But I have to say, there came a point in my life where I wasn't a whole lot older than you are now, because you're, what, 20?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was a little bit older than that, maybe a year or two, and it occurred to me that I wanted to be married at some point. But the at some point didn't come in, so I looked around and I saw the person I was dating and I figured, oh, well, he must be it. So I basically asked him and got him to ask. I don't know how it happened, but we got engaged. It would have been a horrible mistake because the idea I want, in this case, a long-term committed over my life relationship, if I'd have done it out of a decision, it would have been dreadful. That person and I are absolutely and never were compatible for a lifelong marriage. So when you say I want a relationship, that idea can drive you to go faster into something and make it more permanent than is actually healthy for you. I would start with flirting.
Okay.
You are a very attractive, personable, smart, incredible guy. We know you, obviously. But I don't see you frequently flirting with people with the interest of having them take you up on the possibility of dating.
What it takes, Adam, is to slow down enough. Because right now like you want to talk about relationship when you don't date, so you're ahead of yourself, okay? So you need to slow down enough to get to where you are, so when you are with people, you could actually be with them sufficient to flirt.
Okay.
We flirt with people regularly.
And we're not trying to get into a relationship with them as in a primary relationship or a long-term relationship.
Or even, we're not flirting with the purpose of having them have interest in us romantically. But when I say flirt, it's taking your attention off yourself and extending yourself to another human being because they happen to be in front of you, whoever they are.
Like, how are you today?
Where you get interested in people. And if you extend yourself enough, a person who is interested in dating is likely to extend themselves back to you.
What was that last? Sorry, cut out.
But if you extend yourself enough, then a person who is looking to date is likely to come back and let you know that they're interested.
Okay.
The other thing is there are dating sites. If you really want to date, you can do that. But I know you're in school. That's your primary, you know, college is a primary thing. So, but there have to be available individuals in your classes.
Really?
Mm-hmm. There are.
But it requires taking your attention off yourself and looking around.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be, they don't have to have the same curriculum you do.
Shia majored in dating. When he went to school, that was his major.
That was my primary occupation, and school was secondary. I don't recommend that. I mean, it worked out okay for me in a way, but it got me involved in a marriage that, as Ariel said, you don't want to jump into the first thing that comes along. I did, and eventually that marriage ended, but I was just waiting for Ariel to grow up. You haven't fun yet, by the way?
I guess.
Ah. sun is a great attractor pattern.
You see, you know, it's like when we're talking to you, I hear you thinking about what we're talking about rather than just hearing it.
Yes, definitely.
And then now you're getting closer to the moment when that yes, definitely, was you came closer into the current moment of now. It was a response to what I was saying rather than it went into the vacuum of your mind and got lost back there somewhere.
In the cul-de-sac of how do I do that?
Right.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to do.
Yeah, don't do that.
But where are you calling into the show from? Are you, say, at home in your bedroom?
Yeah.
Well, you can't look around and see what available individuals are in your classes when you're home in your bedroom.
That's right.
So how you're going to do that is only going to be a fantasy, a fiction. If you get practiced at being here and know that you're interested in dating, then when you happen to be in front of people, you will start taking actions naturally that reflect that desire.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to worry about working on this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just have to get here.
Yeah, I can see myself thinking about it.
Well, one of the things that you think about is you're trying to decide what is the right type of person to date.
Yeah.
And you're conflicted about that. So you don't just try on people. You're trying to sort out what type and who's the preferential niche before you actually date. And it all keeps you locked in inactivity, which is really safe.
Yeah, because if you're worrying about dating rather than dating, or you're worrying about a relationship rather than dating, then you never have to date because you're preoccupied with worry.
Right.
Yeah. And then there's all kinds of things you can worry about, Adam. Worry can become your lifestyle.
You can even worry about whether or not you'll have good breath 6 weeks from now.
Right. Whether you'll be able to maintain an erection. But at 8 to 20, you should be able to.
That's usually a conversation for a little later in life. Not necessarily. You can worry about any number of things.
Yeah.
Fun. Fun is not a four-letter word, my friend.
Fun is what will save you.
Okay?
Okay.
I have a question. Would you like to come back with us after the break?
Yes, please.
Okay. We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
Yeah. You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia, and we're talking with...
Adam. Adam, have you noticed that you're treating your dating like a problem-solution thing, like you've got a problem with dating, and no matter what we give you, it's not going to solve it?
Yes.
Our approach is not problem-solution, it's transformation. It's about being here right now.
See, you can worry about who to date or who to have a relationship with, but if there's nobody in front of you, then you're fantasizing.
Yeah.
If you happen to discover how to be present in your life and you're walking down the street, you might just meet somebody that you find attractive. In the school, you might just find somebody in a study hall that you find attractive.
Or somebody who comes into the Apple store where you work. Or
yes.
It's like, if you're not finding anybody you're attracted to yet, then you're using this idea of relationship
as a way of avoiding intimacy.
And you may as well get used to intimacy now, because it really is something you're going to want in a magical relationship. And that happens by actually being here and listening and looking and taking your attention off of yourself and being willing to have fun. And I tell you, you don't want a relationship. You have the idea you want a relationship, but you don't actually want one just yet. And how I know...
You don't have one.
Yeah.
See, we are very pragmatic. Our approach is very pragmatic, very practical. You have what you want in your life in each moment.
See, I know you want to take courses on calculus, and you're not interested in advanced French.
Yeah.
And how I know that is you're not taking French, and you are taking calculus.
Yes.
You know what you want by what you got.
Yeah, definitely.
Good.
Well, thank you for calling in, sir.
Thank you.
And wishing you the best of luck, and have some fun.
Yes, have some fun.
All right, thank
you. Take a look around, see who's there.
Of course, unless you don't like to be told what to do.
In which case, then
don't have fun.
All right. Thank you.
Okay, man, thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, that is a big thing that gets between people and having a magical relationship.
What, not being wanting to be told what to do?
Yes, a lot of people have that chip in there, the don't tell me what to do chip, and it's unexamined, or people want to think, I'm over that already.
Or people want to be independent, and they think independence has something to do with resisting what's being asked of them.
I remember when... a lovely lady, Pat, came to a Monday night, I think it was in December, and she was talking about how when she walked in the door and her roommate said to her, hey, will you get me a glass of water? And she just, instead of heading to her room to put her things down, she headed into the kitchen, got him a glass of water, brought it back, and he was shocked. Shocked, and she shocked herself that she could just... not have to automatically say no, that she had the choice to go in and to take care of him, that that's true independence. When you have to say no to prove something to yourself or your partner, you're not independent. You're totally mechanical.
Right on.
We have another caller on the line. Stephanie, are you there?
Hey, guys.
Excellent. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling in from Rosengarten in Germany, which is close to Hamburg.
Ah.
Rosengarten.
Sounds pretty.
It is.
Sounds like they have roses there.
We do.
Maybe dormant right about now, though.
Well, more snow roses.
snow roses.
Yes. What can we do for you?
I have a question about my relation to my sister-in-law, or actually one of them.
Okay.
And I'm not in big contact with them. I mean, we're not, it's like for Christmas or big birthday parties or we call for birthdays. And every time, like, a party when the family comes up or Christmas or a call, it's like I get this huge, no, I don't want to see her, or no, I don't want to talk to her. And I feel like I so resist the way she is. And it's not like she's a bad person.
I have a question.
Yes.
In what way does she remind you of yourself?
Good question. She's very stubborn.
Uh-huh.
What else? I think she has a very strong will.
Mm-hmm.
Which would remind me of myself.
Yeah, you know, there's something called compassion.
Yeah.
And compassion is when you can allow a person to be the way they are.
Mm.
And not punish them for that.
Mm.
And know that life is not easy in your sister-in-law's head.
Yeah, that is very true.
And see, here's the thing. To the degree you are still insecure, you will find her insecurities offensive.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Life between me and my sisters was not always easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I really appreciated it when Shia did not punish me energetically when I felt the need or desire to be with my family, even when things were uncomfortable. Because sometimes, you know, things can be less than easy, not as easy as they might be with your best friend,
mm-hmm.
certain family members, but that doesn't mean you don't still have the desire to be with them, that
mm-hmm.
somehow it fills something in you.
Yeah, because, like, when I have two sisters, and I do desire to see the other very much. It's like we live different lives, but it's not difficult with her. It's easy, you know. If I see her or call her, it's always friendly and easy and, well. But, yeah, I can absolutely get what you said about the compassion and the insecureness, because I think that where she reminds me. And now you say compassion, I feel like we really had a bad start when we met first time.
Well, maybe you need to apologize.
Mm.
Or maybe you need to forgive yourself and forgive her and see who's there next time you see her rather than drag in your history.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that really gets between you and a magical relationship, Stephanie, is when you make a list and you keep it.
Well, look, mm. Stephanie, when I first met Ariel and her parents first met me, her mother really didn't like me.
That's a pretty pale way to say it. She just really, really had an aversion to Shia. She thought he was a wrong choice. She was concerned that my hooking up with him would ruin my life. And like a mother lion, she was very fierce at defending what she thought was my best interest.
And so she was rude to me and unkind to me and not at all nice. Not something that I would remember with love. How's that? But, so I, over the years, I forgave her for her not being nice to me, the things that she said that were unkind, the ways that she behaved that were directed at me as though I was a bad person, even though I knew I wasn't. But it still, you know, you hold on to grudges like that. Except
yeah.
I didn't. And it is in my nature, by the way, to hold a grudge, because
mm-hmm.
that's what I was raised in. But I didn't. I let go of the need to be right about her being wrong, and now we have a very, very amicable relationship. Very friendly, easy, light, no problems. And there hasn't been any for years now, but it only gets better.
Well, thank you so much. Rogers Atlas, I remember they said, well, actually her husband did, not she, but it was like the two of them, some very mean things about Weiner in my presence when he wasn't there, and I even forgot about it. But
you took it personally.
Yes. Absolutely, yeah.
See, and so that they did that is irrelevant.
See, people are relationship splitters. If they have incompletion with one or the other of their parents, they will often lobby to try to
destroy
a relationship. But that's like a mechanical behavior, and you can either punish them forever, you know, but if a three-year-old ate too much candy and then vomited on your floor, are you going to hold that against him forever?
Yes.
No.
Yes, of course.
Well, you got to think that sometimes people have eaten a lot of bad information about relationship and individuals, and sometimes they barf it up in your presence. But if you allow yourself to forgive them and have compassion, it actually creates the possibility for that reality to dissolve in that other individual as well.
Wow. Yeah. Oh, thank you.
You're really welcome.
Yeah.
And one other thing. I think I recall something about with your sister and your stepmother, or maybe it was you. There's somebody. You've been trained to keep grudges.
Yeah.
And I remember one of you then went and bought her something, like, or got her a picture, or you did something with your father. There was something in the family. Mm-hmm. It was like an instantaneous shift. You might consider doing something nice and unexpected for your sister-in-law.
Yeah, for no good reason.
For no reason.
You know, send her flowers.
Except for that you care for her.
It's a very good idea. I will. Actually, I think, I'm so glad I talked to you, because she had a very big loss last year. A very good friend of her died unexpected, and I think she's just very sad at the moment. So.
Well, you know, you could send her roses for Valentine's Day.
Cool idea. I will do that.
Excellent.
Good.
Excellent.
And, you know, be kind to yourself, Stephanie, and then you'll discover how to be kind to everybody around you.
Mm.
If you're being hard on yourself, you're going to find a good reason to be right, that she's wrong and they're wrong. But if you stop being kind to yourself, you'll let go of that right-wrong thing, and you'll be able to have a life.
Mm. You have a magical relationship with your husband. Now it's time to branch out.
Sounds great.
Great.
Okay.
Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
You know, we're going to be taking a break now. We'll be back shortly. More to come. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shaya Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shaya's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shaya Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
A couple other things I want to say to you all. share this show. So many beautiful things have already happened with the folks that we've spoken with. It's worth it. Share the show with your friends. Create a reality, a possibility for magical relationships.
Right, and you can send this to people via the email so they can...
tweet it, you can Facebook it, you can email it, you can send them to our website. Share the show. You saw what happened with Stephanie, where somebody's reality around relationship really dramatically impacted her over time. You can support people in creating a new reality, a new possibility for their lives. So share the show.
Yeah, well-being.
And if you want a deeper dip with us in person, you can come visit us in March. March, we will be in New York City doing a course called License to Live on the 11th to 13th. And at the end of the month, the 31st, we will be in Hamburg and for April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. So those are the options that are on the table right now. Come join us. Don't miss being here. We have another caller on the line. Shall we take him?
Yes. Eric, are you there?
Yes. Hi.
Hi. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Boston.
Oh, welcome to the show. Nice to hear your voice.
It's great to talk to you, and so funny, my heart is pounding a little more, and I realized, you know, I used to think I was scared at certain times, but I'm just excited to talk to you.
Oh, that's great.
I called in because my relationship with my wife is exciting and fun. And it wasn't that way when I started coming to seminars.
That's great, Eric. Good for you guys.
You know what's really neat about that, Eric, is I recall you, it wasn't that long ago that you re-entered our lives, and we've known you for many, many years, but we had lost track of each other for more than a decade. And I remember when you came to the courses for the first time, and you were very excited to be there, but unbeknownst to you, you were verbalizing a reality about your wife that was going to set up disharmony between you. And what's neat is that, as far as I can tell, you simply saw
what you
were doing without judging yourself for what you saw.
And the seeing of it was enough for you to not have to do it anymore.
Yeah, ultimately, that's what happened. I think what first happened was I definitely judged myself.
You get better at this non-judgmental framework with practice.
Yes, yes. And I think that's the great thing for people. You know, I've been coming to seminars for over a year, and Monday nights, it's just a great place to go to remember and practice the art form of transformation.
Mm-hmm.
You're discovering possibilities outside the one you were inculcated in.
Yes.
You know, we're enculturated. We're members of a culture, our family culture, our ethnic culture, our national culture. You know, we are taught how to be, and most of us have not been taught to be kind to ourselves.
Amen. And, you know, the two most important things that just popped up for me that really have transformed my relationship with my wife are not esoteric or strange. They're patience and love. And I don't say patience in a condescending, like I know someone could hear it as condescending, but patience like stopping the going somewhere or...
But I have to stop you for a second, my friend.
Sure.
Because when you talk about patience, I'm assuming you're saying patience with your wife.
Not necessarily. I think just, sometimes it's patience with me.
But you are much more patient with you. You were very intolerant with yourself when you first came.
That's right. You're almost everything out of your mouth was self-deprecating.
Mm.
And it worked because you're very humorous. You've sometimes come and entertained a group for, you know, a good period of time and had everybody laughing, but it's often been at your own expense.
Right.
Which is okay.
But you see, if you're going to be hard on yourself, you'll be hard on everybody around you.
And in particular, your relationship.
Your wife, by extension.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
She represents you. And so you treat her like you treat you. And if you're unkind to you, you'll be unkind to her. And then you won't have a relationship. You'll have an argument.
I like this expression. You'll want to whip her into shape.
Oh, dear.
What do you mean? Look, he's like, I'm going to whip him into shape. I mean, really, that's what most people do to themselves first, and then they, by extension, do it to their family members.
Well, that came from the good old days when they used to have
teams of horses.
Teams of horses or teams of oxen.
They had to whip them into shape so they could pull the plow or pull the cart.
Not really an endearing way to think of somebody you allegedly love.
Spoken like a lawyer.
Absolutely. Well, we just, you know, we went out. We go out more, which is fun. And we see friends more. We do things together more when I'm in Boston. And you know I travel a little bit. But when we're together, we're really together and we do things together in a way that feels a lot easier. It's less hard to put our schedules together. It just seems to flow naturally.
Well, what you're saying is such a great segue. I have to use it because when you were more fighting in yourself and therefore with her, you couldn't get your schedules together. Now you actually travel more, but you can get your schedules together because it's not about the schedule. It's about you and about being here and about being willing to connect up and be intimate. Because there's often times where people say, oh, you know, with the kids or with my schedule, I don't have time to be physically intimate with my partner. We just don't have time for sex. We don't have time to go out on a date. Mm. But that's not really necessarily the truth.
See, if the relationship's in great shape, you make the time. And if it's not, it's a great excuse for not being close.
You know, recently, Shai and I were looking at how we put one extra thing in our schedule that created this physical stress on us just because we had this extra appointment. And it wasn't something that was urgent to be done. And when we recognized that that really was an inappropriate placement and moved it to some actual months down the line, we're not going to be handling it immediately because it's not urgent, everything became more relaxed. Had we kept it, I guarantee you we would have had less time for each other and we certainly would have had less sex because we just would have been too tired, too stressed, too whatever. And I think sometimes people put things in because intimacy between two people is
Here's the thing, honey.
Challenging.
If you're fighting,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to want to give pleasure to another person that you're fighting with.
That's right. And that's kind of like letting them win.
That's right.
You can't effectively punish someone you're giving pleasure to.
Right. So if you stop the fight, and it starts with the fight with yourself, which then gets extended to your spouse. See, what's happened in your relationship, Eric, is you've become kinder to Eric, and therefore to Karen.
And you've also become 100% responsible for the health of your relationship, rather than treating it like a 50-50 deal.
That is absolute. You're both absolutely right.
Because when you make it like, well, I've done my part.
I did my part. When are you going to do yours?
Oh, man, that is so funny. I just this morning cleaned up the cat bowls. We have two cats, and there was some dried food or whatever, and they were in the sink. And I just started washing them and putting them away. And Karen yelled from another room, oh, I was going to do that. And I just, like, said, that's okay, I'll do it. Like, but it reminded me, we used to have a fight about that.
Right.
Like, there was a thing that was her thing to do, and there were things that were my things to do. And if she
and
didn't
I guarantee
do her thing,
if you came upon the cat bowl, you would have gone,
when will she ever get that together?
Yeah, a deep sigh, like,
how am I
going to
whip
again?
Her into shape?
Say that yeah. thing again.
I said, how am I ever going to whip her into shape?
That's right.
No, absolutely right.
That's excellent. Excellent. I love as you're talking, because as you're talking, we're also getting to touch on so many things that where people get lost. They get lost in keeping a list or lost in thinking that they have to educate their partner to be a better them. Or
what I don't think we've talked about is people also get lost in conversations with their friends about their spouses.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, like, it's how you promote.
Right, you create a reality among your friends, and then your spouse walks in, and everybody has the internal eye roll, oh, there she is. Oh, there is that jerk.
Or you get enrolled by other people who don't have magical relationships. That relationship really isn't something that can happen.
Right.
You know, other people say, oh, yeah, well, you know what it is. You got the ball and the chain there, you know?
I was just thinking ball and chain.
I'm good. What can I tell you?
We often
came across my video prompter.
Yes. Yes, we often see that. You know, when we go out into the, quote, real world, and there are a lot of people who are promoting that. And they'll promote it to you in the dentist office. They'll promote it to you in the grocery store. They'll promote it to you at your vacation venue. And then you just have to pay attention, because it's really up to you, the health of your relationship.
Agreed.
Very cool.
Thanks.
Hey, thanks for calling into the show.
Absolutely. Always love it.
Please give our regards to Karen.
Yes, we will.
Most excellent. Hey, everyone. We are back next week. Come visit us at our new location, Hotel New Yorker. Yippee. And if you're not in the New York area, well, we'll be back next week on the show.
If you're not in the New York area, come to one of our weekends in the New York area and plan ahead.
Plan your schedule. Our schedule's up there. You can see what we're offering. We really appreciate your being here on the show with us today. Your listening makes a difference, and we appreciate our relationship with you. Thank you very much. So we'll be back next week. Don't miss it. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.